Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh!
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Francesca, how are you doing today?
I'll be honest. One week without The Bachelor, I felt like the show wasn't even on. Completely forgot about it. It's been 1 week, but it's just like, I'm like, damn, Clayton's still on TV, huh? Like, that's still a thing. We've only seen 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's still there. And I honestly can't wait for it, to be honest. Like, it was a nice little break, but want to know what happens with Cassidy.
Yeah, definitely. They left us on a major cliffhanger. So, excited for that. Excited to be back doing Cutting Stems, everyone together. And I've had a great weekend, very quiet, went home, just relaxed, nothing crazy. Football. These are my favorite weekends, like where there's like two games a day where I just sit at home and just like snack it up. Just really go in on the snacks for Saturday and Sunday to just watch football and quite literally snack. So that's basically all I've been doing.
That honestly sounds amazing. I also snacked a lot this weekend as well and, you know, had some fun, but stayed home last night feeling refreshed this Sunday morning. Not waking up hungover on a Sunday morning is a beautiful thing. And I feel great.
What is your go-to snack? Because Joe makes fun of me because he says I snack like a rabbit.
What is your go-to snack?
Yeah, are you eating carrots?
These are like the things that I always, especially watching football. If I'm feeling like I want to make something, maybe I'll make some kind of like buffalo chicken dip, something like that. But I didn't do that this week. I get hint of lime chips with salsa. If I'm really going into the chips, then a wavy potato chip with the French onion dip as well.
Yep.
You know me, love my olives and my pickles. Sometimes so get some of those. And then like I'm one of those people that like a crudite, that's where I'm beelining for, like a celery, carrots, broccoli with like a nice ranch dip. Like if I'm at any event and there's, you know, past hors d'oeuvres or there's like a table of appetizers, I beeline right for the crudite. That's where I'm going. And so like, it was funny because yesterday Joe came home and like opened the fridge and was like, I see Fran's rabbit food was made because there was just like a bowl of my like cut up carrots and celery.
I couldn't even tell you what a crudite was until you just said it.
I was going to say, I feel dumb, but I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, me either. Now we do.
That's the tray of the vegetables with the dip.
Now we know, very classy of you. My snacking is a bit trashier. I like sour cream and onion Pringles. I like any sort of like chocolate. Like I like, you know, like a chocolate candy.
I have bad news. Like, really bad news for myself. COVID has, I don't know if it was the first time or the second time that I had it, but I'm permanently, I think permanently damaged. Like some things just taste different or smell different and it hasn't gone back to normal. And I know other people have dealt with this too, but sadly, like chocolate, like a lot of like chocolate bars and chocolate candy tastes different to me. Like it's one of
the most unfortunate things I've ever heard.
It's terrible.
I truly love chocolate, but the problem with chocolate for me is once I have chocolate, I need to go back to salty. Then I have the salty and I need the sweet. Like I just go back and forth. So that's where the chips and then the chocolate come in. Yeah. I go back and forth. But I will say I do, like, I love a healthy snack as well. I would love some crudité in my life. Like I would love some carrots with ranch.
It seems like it's healthy, but I eat it with like the worst ranch dip that you could probably like, and I'm like loading the ranch on. I don't know. I'm weird. I've always loved that stuff. Like sometimes I order buffalo wings.
That's not weird though. That is a very normal thing to like.
No, but to order buffalo wings at a restaurant just so I can eat the carrots and the celery.
No, I feel like a lot of people do that.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, but you still eat the wings, right?
Yeah, but I'll have like two wings and then just I'll order extra carrots and celery with extra dressing.
That is honestly what I'm going to have after this, I think. Like now I need to have that. But, you know, I love, you know what I like to snack on? Frozen grapes.
Ooh, I've never had frozen grapes.
Oh, it will change your life. My acting teacher taught me that when I was a kid. Put your grapes in the freezer, tastes like candy.
Wow, I've never done that.
Wait, have we ever had this conversation about carrots and mustard? I know I've had this conversation with a ton of people and people think I'm crazy for that. But have you ever tried that?
I don't think that's crazy. I think I could see that tasting good.
It's very, very good.
I have never had it, but I am confident in carrots just being like a very good vessel for any condiment.
Balsamic vinegar.
I believe it. Yeah, like carrots, like hummus, like dip, like so many carrots are a great vessel for any kind of dip or dressing or whatever. So what kind of mustard are we talking? Honey mustard?
No. Ideally like brown mustard, but like
brown mustard.
You could do yellow if you're desperate.
Yeah. But that also like you desperate. Just like if you're desperate, that just shows that you really like mustard.
Oh, I love mustard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because at the end of the day,
nasty mustard.
A carrot has flavor, but when you use it in a dip, you're really getting like.
But it's a mix of the two. Like I taste a carrot. You taste the carrot.
Yeah.
Last snack before we get into another thing that I want to talk about: watermelon and feta.
Oh, unbelievable combo.
Love watermelon and feta together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Great. Phenomenal. Snack. If you haven't tried that, try the combo.
Summer, nice watermelon and feta, arugula salad.
Yeah, I was just going to say a watermelon and feta salad. I was just going to say that. You read my mind.
You got your balsamic on there, Rhea?
Yeah, I throw my balsamic on there. Of course I do. Before we get into topics, I want to talk about this with you guys. What is going on with the chips in our brains that Elon Musk is working on?
Elon Musk is putting chips in our brains?
I just saw that headline today.
Okay, well, let me read this to you. It's creeping me out a lot. I'm very scared.
He's claiming we already have them or he wants
to put them. He's working on them.
It's literally that show. Remember that guy who came on to promote the show on Amazon about upload. It's literally that.
Okay, so Elon Musk's brain machine interface company Neuralink is currently looking for their clinical trial director to start testing brain chips on humans. You will be able to save and replay memories. You could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. So they're testing brain chips, or they're looking to test brain chips on people where you could literally download your memories and then play them back. I have a fantastic memory. I don't need the brain chip. I don't need it. I actually have such a good memory that it's a curse. I remember things.
I'll be honest. I don't like that at all. These are the, that when I hear that, this is the time when I'm like, I really start to worry about what our world is going to be like when we're like 60 years old, you know, like I'm like, shit, like what kind of insane technology are we going to have that's going to become normal? I don't know if that'll ever become normal. Elon Musk also always talks a big game, you know, like I just feel like so much of what he throws out there doesn't stick. So that's something that's like, all right, Elon, I'll believe it when I see it. But the idea of that is terrifying, because at the end of the day, like you would be opening yourself up to probably being able to be controlled in some way. Like you're putting like there's probably someone who has total control over that. And they're selling it to you as like, oh, you can save all your memories. You'll never forget them. But in reality, they're just like, everybody's just taking control of human bodies. Because just the idea of like being able to save memories is nice. Also, just use your phone, take a video, take a picture of something you want to remember, and then you'll be able to watch it and remember it.
I want it on record. I will not be putting a chip in my brain voluntarily. Unless I am tied down to a bed and they're forcing the chip to go into my brain, I will not be raising my hand and saying, put the chip in my brain. I don't want that at all. It's very alarming and I'm scared for our future. So anyways,
I will also not be doing that.
Now that we've scared everyone.
I will be standing in line right behind you on the not doing that.
Yeah, I think that there's many of people who do not want that in their lives. And I think that we probably just scared a whole bunch of people listening to this.
Are you guys Black Mirror watchers?
No.
Oh, there's an episode where that would like freak you out so much about like a chip in your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like we're all going to be robots. It's just going to be robots. Humans are going to be useless because everything is going to be done robotically and the robots are going to take over and it's going to be our own fault for making the robots.
Also, then it's like everything is recorded. Like if you're just talking to someone, they could just like play that back for someone else. Like,
right. Like you can't tell anybody secrets anymore.
Yeah.
No secrets.
No secrets.
No secrets.
Unfortunate.
Oh yeah.
Scary. Like many, many words to describe what's going on here. And hopefully we don't have to deal with this for a couple of years because it's hard to wrap our brains around it. Anyways,
no pun intended.
Topics. What? Yeah. No pun intended. Right. Let's get into the topics for today. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Baby.
Nick Jonas and Priyanka Baby. Baby. Baby, baby.
I have no idea why I just said it like that, but Nick Jonas and Priyanka they had a child. They definitely had a child. It's here. It's not that they will be having a child. They already had one. They have welcomed a baby in their lives. I said baby like Claire when she was like, babies. Yeah. Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader have been secretly dating for over a year. Emma Roberts and Garrett Hedlund have split up. And then he was arrested for public intoxication the day after, and Adele had to postpone her Vegas residency. And we have a great game of Beat Ryan Fran. It was a contentious one, actually. I forgot I walked out. I forgot that I walked out at the end of that one. Just hit me.
Yep, this was dramatic.
Tensions were really high. Rhea was being dramatic. It is what it is. Let's get into it, starting off with Nick Jonas and Priyanka. Nick and Priyanka have welcomed a baby into this world via surrogate, and they shocked the world when they announced this past week. We obviously know a couple months ago, it was rumors that they were breaking up. She changed her Instagram name. It was a whole thing. Not even breaking up, getting a divorce. But it seems like that is far from the case because they now have a child.
Yeah, it took my breath away and also was... I was not as shocked as I think people would expect from me, just because this was coming. There's just, if you know Nick the way I do, there's no way that he wasn't going to be starting a family soon. I feel like it was something that's super important to him. But yeah, like literally out of the blue, Friday, we get bam. Notes app, like I don't even know what it was, like an Instagram screenshot of just, we are overjoyed to confirm that we have welcomed a baby via surrogate. We respectfully ask for privacy during this special time as we focus on our family. Thank you so much. So this has happened. And also, like, people were talking about how no wonder Nick Jonas looked so flustered when Priyanka made that joke during the Jonas Brothers roast. He's like, we're expecting. And he was like, you're telling everyone right now? Like, is this something that's happening? Because at the time,
I forgot about that.
Like, at the time, they knew they were having a baby. But yeah, via surrogate, it's interesting because it's like you don't really want to speculate. This is something that's super private as far as like surrogacy goes. Like, so many people are like, oh, like, were they trying and did that not work? Or did they just want to have a surrogate? Like, what's happening? So it's all like, it feels a little invasive, I would say, on speculating on all those things. But if I had to guess, you know, they're very busy. They spent a lot of the last year apart. I think they've wanted to start their family for a long time. And like, just timing wise, when it comes to having a baby and ovulation and like doing things at the right time, hard to do those things when you are, you know, across the world from each other. So surrogacy maybe was their best bet, what they wanted to go with. And also, I don't, you know, this is Daily Mail, TMZ. So it could be true, it could be false, but they were saying that the baby was born 12 weeks early, which is a real, you know, 12 weeks early is
very early.
So the Daily Mail had said that the couples, apparently they had a girl. They said the couple's first daughter arrived at 27 weeks. She'll at a Southern California hospital. Well, she will remain there until she's healthy enough to return to LA with her parents. A source close to the couple said the pair have been wanting to have a baby together for quite some time, but their busy schedules have gotten in the way. And then also interesting, like, I don't know if it's an insider. I don't know if it's Priyanka's people or who, like, it's like Priyanka doesn't have any fertility issues preventing her from having a baby, but she is 39 now. So it's not getting any easier. And they've obviously been talking about how they've wanted to start their family or wanted to have, you know, children for quite some time. So yeah, I think, like, you know, this baby, February, March, April, like, was maybe due like April-ish. So obviously this is, I guess, happening sooner than they planned. And maybe that's why they had the Instagram announcement the way they did. Or you never know, like, maybe somebody was trying to leak it and they just wanted to get ahead of it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I do feel like it's a pretty private issue in terms of the surrogacy thing. Like, she could have health issues that we don't know about. It could also be the timing thing, them not being together. We really don't know. And so I feel like it's like, why even question it, right? Like, they had a baby, that's it. That's the way some people do it. Good for them.
It's crazy. It's like I said,
I feel like he wanted to join the group. I feel like he wanted to join the brothers.
His brothers all have kids. I love that they're all having girls. I think that that is like really cute. And on top of that, but let me tell you something. Like, I had a moment where I saw this and was like, should I be having a baby? Like, if Nick's like having a baby, like, should I be having a baby?
Fran.
Like,
Fran. Noah, we're going to have to talk about this. Fran's going to have a baby soon.
I'm not having a baby, but I was just
Fran's having a baby soon. You understand where me and you are at in our lives? And Fran's about to have a child.
Don't worry, but me seeing Nick Jonas having a baby made me think, like,
oh my God, you're going to have a baby. You're like, I'm sorry, but I know it's not going to be soon, but it's going to be sooner than we think.
Fran will want to just have a boy just so then she can like fantasize that like one day her kid and their kid will like meet and like get married.
Good point. I gotta catch up.
You guys are sick.
I'm also very excited for Daddy Nick era. I know that they normally are on the private side. Like, I don't know which route they'll go. Like, will they go Joe and Sophie where they just don't really share anything at all and we don't really see that? Or are we going to be seeing like more baby content? Because let me tell you something. If we get a picture of like Nick with like a little newborn baby in his arms, like, I'm gonna just pass away.
I think we will have to be on standby with a heart resuscitator, right? To make sure that you're okay. Also,
I mean, he's a father.
No, he's a full grown father, and he's not just a father, he's a DILF. And Priyanka's a MILF. If we're being frank, they're pretty hot parents. So are Sophie and Joe. So are Kevin and Danielle.
I did use the term zaddy with my children's friends. I was like, gotta say it.
I don't know if I feel comfortable hearing you say that, Fran. It feels like seeing a teacher outside of school.
I'm just thinking like holding the bait, like pushing a stroller through the park. Oh my God. Like imagine he's like in New York. He's got and him and Joe are walking together with their strollers, with the babies in the strollers. I'm having like heart palpitations thinking about it.
Nanny flutters?
Yeah. Big time.
Devin's in the other room. She can hear us talking and she texted our group chat and said, can we vlog the baby shower? She drops the news on the podcast, immediate views. Like you're going to be having a baby while I'm still filming videos. Like, and I'm going to be using you for views.
Yeah. My mom texted me the other day just about like work stuff and was just like, you have such a great job and like everything's so good. It's like something you could stick with until like you're having kids. And I was like, oh my God.
You're going to be a mother at some point. Like not now, but just in general, like you will be a mom.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so will I probably.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so too. I hope so for the both of us, but like mine is like in a far future.
Yeah.
Distant future.
Pretty wild.
Yours is like,
I know. Like I was like, mom, like, please one step at a time here. Like,
in the next 10 years, you will be a mother.
Yeah. But so could you. Yeah. 10 years from
now. In the next 10 years, I probably will crazy, also be a mother. Like,
what's crazy? Not, I mean, what's really Maybe. Crazy. What's really crazy is yeah. 10, definitely. I hope, but
five,
it could be five.
Oh! No joke, I have full body chills. You may be a mother in 5 years because if you think about it, and I don't mean to scare anybody.
I'll be 32.
I know you're gonna be a mother. Fred, we've been working together for 5 years. That flew by. You're about to be a mother. I'm gonna be an aunt.
It flew by, but it also didn't. Like,
well, you're
think no, about no, like how far away 2017 feels right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Will your child refer to me as aunt?
Of course.
Okay. I was just making sure. I was just
absolutely. Sure. I'm a big fan of the best friends of the parents being aunt.
Being aunts. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
All my parents' aunt. Best friends we call aunt uncle.
Aunt Rhea or Aunt Riri, like whatever the baby chooses.
That is your own choice. I leave that.
I think it's up to the baby, whichever one's easiest for them to pronounce. Yes.
Riri is probably easier.
You don't say aunt.
No,
I say aunt.
It is a wherever you're from, Noah. They say aunt.
Yeah.
It's like it's auntie. So mixed though. I don't even know if aunt and aunt is like a regional thing. Like I have so many friends that are mixed. Like that we all live in the same area.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard of people saying aunt when I started working at Barstool, and everyone from Boston said aunt. And then Dave on the rundown one time did not know what an aunt was. Someone said aunt and he was like, what's an aunt? And they were like, what do you mean? What's an aunt? And he only knew aunt.
That's crazy. Nice. Yeah. So it'll just be me like also joining Sophie and Priyanka. We'll all be doing playdates.
I can't believe that you're going to be a mother.
Oh my God.
This turned into Nick Jonas and Priyanka having a baby to Fran's going to be a mother within the next 5 years. And
like I said, I'm just like knock on wood. Like I'm knocking on wood. Like I hope, like, you know, sometimes, like I said, it's something that you can't totally plan for a lot of the time. So, but I mean, let me tell, like, once again, I shout out to everyone, like the Chicks in the Office listeners are truly the best. The DMs I was getting on Friday of girls being like, praying for you during this time. I was like, guys, I'm okay. Like it was gonna happen. I'm very happy for them because I feel like this is something that they clearly really, really wanted. And at this point you can just like hope they have a healthy baby. Cause when you read, you know, 12 weeks early, like that's early. You that's That's why I started to feel like a little icky about people that were like making jokes about it or laughing about it. Cause I'm like, guys, like it's still a baby and I'm assuming they're very happy and this is like a whole new chapter for them. But yeah, I mean, as soon as Joe had a baby, Nick was like, I gotta have a baby, guaranteed. So
yeah, I feel like that's how it went down. Can I ask you, are you feeling more comfortable talking about you having a baby now that Nick Jonas has a baby? Like, is that where this is coming from?
Yes. I told you that was why it was my first thought that came into my mind. I'm like, my life has been going at a pace where I've like, well, it's very similar timelines. I'm marking my life with Nick Jonas.
More so because he's officially like off the market.
Never say never, Rhea, but yeah.
Fran, would you name your baby Nick if it was a boy?
No. That'd be weird.
After everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I like the name, but I just feel like that's a weird thing to explain. Like, oh, why'd you name your baby Nick? It's like, oh, like I love the Jonas Brothers. Like, be like, oh, what? Like,
yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pass. I'd rather go with a family name over explaining that situation. But yeah, pretty crazy. I mean, he's a dad. And we'll see I'm interested to see what route they go when they are able to share, if they do share, or like, you know, Joe and Sophie share nada. So I don't know like if which way they'll go. Be interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apparently, Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader have been dating for over a year and nobody knew until now.
What props to them. It's very impressive. A full year of not having the public know that you're dating and having this connection where they have known each other for a long time. She's done SNL. He has, you know, obviously was on SNL, and they have been friendly and have known each other. And in 2019, they did do the smash hit Noel Christmas movie that I believe was on Disney Plus. They played siblings, I think. I did watch it when it first came out, but I'm pretty sure they played like Santa's kids. I'm not totally sure on that, but found love on a Christmas set, perhaps. And here we are.
I just think it's amazing that nobody has spotted them out together. Like, where have they been going? They're two wildly famous people.
They're two very famous people, and I'm guessing they have been ordering a lot of takeout and delivery, because if they were spotted in restaurants together, we would know.
I think we would know, but I also had this thought that people really do, but now that Dumois exists, it's hard because it's like, I would say that people really do call the paparazzi on themselves, because these two clearly aren't doing that, and you see other couples out, but with Dumois, there's no choice. Like, that's not paparazzi. If people see you, they see you, and they're going to tell people that they saw you. So very strange. Maybe they've just been having dates in their mansions at this point. Like, I have no idea.
I know. I was thinking maybe they've just been in like remote places, you know, like not like very which I have no idea, but like maybe if they were like a la Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, where they're just like in Montana, wherever the hell they are, and they live their life and like nobody bothers them, and you see them occasionally on mostly Dumois, like these people being like, ah, saw them in the middle of nowhere. And I'd feel like we haven't even really seen that. So yeah, incredibly impressive that it's like, oh, not only are they dating? But they've been together for about a year, which is a long time for that secret to be kept. And look, this is like Bill Hader, add him to the list of just like funny guy. The SNL guys, they pull beautiful women, funny women, because they are very funny. Barry, great show. Bill Hader is very, very funny. And Anna Kendrick loves a funny guy, clearly.
Bill Hader on Curb this season had me crying. His episode was so fucking funny. Like, yeah. I couldn't stop laughing during that episode.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is
funny guy. Truly,
as you know, Rhea, the way to a woman's heart. So he clearly is just making Anna Kendrick laugh. And that's all that
matters. Fran like takes subtle shots at me.
I do not, but you are, you're, you know, that is like your number one quality. Has to
number
make
one.
You laugh.
Has to make me laugh. Like I'd probably end up with a Bill Hader type.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Bill Hader himself, because he's off the market now.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, Jason, like, see.
They have
see
to be bald, quickly. Funny, and over 60 years old. Yeah.
I wonder
Stop if- saying that. I don't like bald men.
You think because
Kelly Slater and Woody Harrelson are an exception. And Scott Van Pelt.
And SVP. Do you think that, like with Jason Sudeikis, he is a handsome guy, but I feel like the funny, he is very funny, which does make him more attractive. Do you think now people are going to be like, Bill Hader, he's looking good.
Me, yes. I was like, damn, I would also date Bill Hader. Yeah. I've never thought about dating Bill Hader before, but now maybe.
Now?
But yeah, like Jason Sudeikis, good looking guy. Not like, oh my God, Bill, Jason Sudeikis is so fucking hot. Like, you're not saying that. But because he's so funny, you're like, wow, Jason Sudeikis is so hot.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know.
You're not like a, you're not a personality person.
Sure I am.
That sure was a joke. That was a joke. I wanted to see you get offended about Joe.
This is the thing. Yeah, right. Like, just looking for his looks. No, he, I very much am much more like in real life, you know, but when it comes to celebrities, you can throw their personalities out the window for me a lot of the times. Cause it's just like, this, that's just like, the way it goes. But I respect you because you keep your morals, and regardless of how handsome the celebrity is, if they're not funny, see you later.
It's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah.
You very much appreciate a hot guy more than I do.
Yeah. It's in my blood.
It is in your blood. Your mom, your Mima, like, they are horn dogs. But this is like,
I know a lot about Anna Kendrick, I feel like.
What was I going to say?
Did you guys watch her HBO show?
No.
Love Life, I think it's called. It's pretty good.
I did not watch it. I heard it was good, though.
Fuck, I was going to say something, but I'm some sort of celebrity. Oh. Jacob Elordi, right? You know how you really loved Jacob Elordi, like, before I did? Like, you were like, he's so hot. And I was like, yeah, hot. But I was never like, oh my God, until we saw him in person and I got like a little glimpse of how he acts and his personality. Like, I saw a little bit of his personality and I was like, done. He's like the hottest person ever.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Gotta know the personality a little bit.
I'm trying to look, because I'm like, what exactly is Anna Kendrick's dating history, you know?
I always wanted her to date Zac Efron.
Yeah, I always felt like that too, but they always seemed like they were just friends, you know? Bill Hader, how old is he? Oh, they're really... He's 43 and she's 36.
That's a nice age difference.
Nice, very
nice. I think that is a beautiful age difference. Mm-hmm. 36, 43, I think that's perfect.
They're both very private people, and with the pandemic, it was easy to keep it quiet. They're both hysterical, so they must keep each other laughing all the time. She's really, really happy. Oh, I forgot that Bill Hader was dating Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, that did happen.
There you go.
Maybe at the beginning of the pandemic or right before it.
Yeah, yeah. It was short-lived, though. Oh, he was married. Bill was married to director Maggie Carey. They got married in 2006 and divorced in 2018. Damn, they were married for a long time. He has three daughters.
Holy shit.
I didn't know that.
The more you know about somebody.
How old are they?
He's got three daughters. 7, 9, and 12.
They must love Anna.
Yeah. I mean, she's like be the coolest stepmom. She dated English filmmaker Edgar Wright from 2009 to 2013. And then some cinematographer after that.
Huh.
During a 2020 interview with the Sydney Morning Herald, Anna said she's, quote, just so happy that I'm clearer now about what I will accept from people in my life. The real arc that we wanted was to show how we learn from each relationship. This was, she was talking about the show, Love Life. Even though our relationships ended, it doesn't mean they are complete failures. People come into your life and you grow and they change you, and what you learn from them might be really positive or it might just be negative.
Inspiring.
And the two clearly have hit it off. That honestly learned a lot more about Bill Hader in those 2 seconds than I realized I knew about him.
We are now big Bill Hader fans.
Yeah. I don't know how many other people out there knew that he was married for so long and had three kids, but now we all know. And it just seems like a pair. It seems so random. Like, you saw it and you were like, this feels so random. But when you think about it, makes a lot of sense. So those have been, you know, happy couple news, babies getting together. Here's a breakup. Emma Roberts and Garrett Hedlund have broken up. Apparently they called things off a few weeks ago following a rocky patch. The word patch. I was trying to say.
Are you saying Pam or Pan?
Yeah, rocky patch in their relationship. They have been together for like 3 years. They were together for like 3 years. They do share a baby together. And then on Saturday night, he was apparently arrested for public intoxication while in Franklin County, Tennessee. His bond was set at $2,100 and he is out. You know, the jail was contacted by people and they confirmed that he was, quote, no longer here. They've tried to reach out to a rep, but have gotten no response. The news of his arrest comes shortly after they, you know, every outlet had confirmed they had split. They have their one-year-old son, Rhodes, and that apparently they broke up a few weeks ago, and they're just like now trying their best to co-parent, and it's been pretty hard. Now this is what, like, it's sad because I liked this couple together a lot. They were one of those couples that like were also very private. You did not see a lot of them together, but when you heard they were having a baby, it felt like, oh, things must be going well for them, and they've been together for a long time. But I think he sneaky might be dealing with some and I don't even know, like, it just feels like he might be dealing with some alcohol issues.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know much about these two. I do know that Emma Roberts has some tumultuous, is that the word, public relationships, right? Like, her and Evan Peters,
yeah,
was a very rocky relationship. That one went back and forth. There were rumors of like domestic abuse in that relationship. It got a little wild. And now this one, obviously, now he's getting arrested for public intoxication, which is not great. If he's getting arrested for public intoxication now, you know, who knows what he's like behind the scenes, you know, in the privacy of their own home.
He was charged with a DUI 2 years ago. And earlier this week, the actor, this is from People, the actor was sued by the mother and daughter who alleged they were, quote, severely injured in a horrible head-on crash after Hedlund's blood alcohol level tested at a 0.36%, which is 4 times the legal limit. The mother and daughter asking for punitive damages and a jury trial. Besides the mother and daughter, there were also two minors in the car at the time of the incident. And he was arrested on January 24, 2020 and released on bail with the court date set for February 25th. And he pleaded no contest to one count, was found guilty while the second DUI charge was dismissed. And after that happened, he completed a 30-day residential treatment program and a 9-month first offender alcohol and drug education counseling program, which he had volunteered for the residential treatment after his arrest. So to know that that happened 2 years ago, combined with now the breakup news, and then combined with arrested for public intoxication, not good. That's the, you connect the dots between all those things and think that there is some underlying issues here.
It definitely seems so. And like I said before, I didn't follow this couple much, and they also seemed very private, so I don't think we saw much about them, but unfortunate that they had to split, and they'll probably just co-parent and get on with their lives. And then we'll see Emma Roberts in another relationship that hopefully works out better than the last two.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I hope Emma Roberts, like I feel for her, cause she, I feel like she's been through a lot, and one rocky relationship to another rocky relationship. And now this is her baby's dad. So you have to try to keep it as civil as possible. But yeah, that's back to back, like, news coming out of the breakup, and then the next day, public intoxication. Not good. Not good. Adele tearfully told fans that she had to postpone her Vegas residency. They were just having apparently tons of problems. It just seems like it's been problem after problem. She claimed, you know, because of COVID, there were delivery problems and people working on the show were getting sick, and they just weren't able to get the show where she wanted it to be for that. And I also, I don't know. I think that she is a, obviously, mega star, mega talented. I also think she is a mega perfectionist and wants things to be exactly how she envisions. And it seemed like that was not the case, that they were having, this is the rumors. This is, you know, coming from the Sun. So once again, take it with a grain of salt, but she was apparently having explosive arguments with the set designer. And this source claimed that the show was, quote, heading for disaster. In spite of the set costing millions to put together, Adele was unhappy with the result. And she made her feelings very clear to Esmeralda Devlin, who's the set designer. And Adele was already very nervous, and this whole thing just like spiraled into a panic. And because she's been so desperate to have everything be so perfect, and it just like day before she had to postpone.
Yeah, I saw the same thing about how, you know, it was COVID related, and then it came out with the Sun. You never know what's true, what's not true. I think that it could be a whole mixture of things. Like, maybe everything got to a point where it was so overwhelming for her, everything was going wrong, that she just wanted to postpone it as a whole, whether it was because of COVID or set design or the workers or whatever it is, just a whole, you know, when it rains, it pours type of ordeal. Or she was just like, let me just postpone this whole thing, we'll work on it. But you could tell how much she really cares, because she's FaceTiming fans left and right, letting them know that she has to postpone it. You know, people spend a lot of money on these tickets. They get very upset. They're big fans of these people. They get upset that they can't see them. But the artists have to put themselves first, right? They're not just going to put on a show that they're not happy about, especially when there's a bunch of things going wrong. So you can't really blame Adele. And especially when it's someone like Adele, who, you know, is so respectful and would not just cancel a tour or postpone something for no reason. Like, there's clearly a reason behind it. So I think it's going to happen eventually, but unfortunate that she had to postpone it and that she's so upset about it.
Yeah, my heart breaks for her a little bit, because I think we have always known that she has had a lot of anxiety about performing live. That's something that she has openly talked about. And I think with doing a Vegas residency, there are so many expectations. When you think Vegas, you think big, over the top, glamorous, like, and we're so used to seeing very stripped down performances from her, where she is the star and like her voice just is the star of the show, as it should be. And I think maybe she had plans for this residency, and other people had other plans for this residency. And I think maybe she felt pressure of like living up to that Vegas residency kind of feel. There is also a report that she clashed with the venue over having a 60 member choir there. Sources said that they wanted to make the Caesar's Palace. This is where they tried to make the, they tried to have Adele perform with the 60 member choir when she was looking to keep the performance low key and quote, all about The Voice. Other insiders believed her admitted stage fright could have played a part in the show being postponed in the 11th hour. So, you know, like I said, she's been very public about having anxiety when it comes to performing. And this is like Caesar's Palace could be pressuring them into having this big, full Vegas, you know, 60 person choir, the whole thing. And she's like, this is so not what I'm comfortable with. So it's just sad because, like you said, so many fans were there. It was the day before. So many TikToks were going viral. You know, this one girl, I think everybody had seen her video, right? She like posted about how every single time she's tried to go see Adele, it's been canceled or postponed or something, and she hasn't been able to actually see her. It was like a long list, and she like fucking loves Adele, obsessed with Adele. And Adele's team must have been working overtime because they got a hold of a lot of these people, and Adele's FaceTiming with them. She's going back and forth on Instagram with them. I saw one guy, which literally I would poop my pants. Like they were going back and forth on Instagram, and it was Adele's Instagram, and reached out, and he was also a singer. So he was like, oh, can I send you like my song, whatever? And she was like, yeah, of course. Like, love that. And then she was like, is this really Adele or like someone from her team? And it's just the little voice message on Instagram is she's like, hello, it's me. It's like, it's me, Adele.
Unbelievable.
It's like, oh my God, I literally would actually be like deceased. But yeah, and also on top of all this, people paid so much fucking money for these tickets that has to be another added part of this. I went to go look because I was like, I would love to go and see her in Vegas. Thousands of dollars. Like, yeah. Insane number. So to have to postpone a lot of those, especially when probably a lot of the tickets were like secondary sites, because I literally tried to get tickets to Adele via Ticketmaster. Like, I got the pre-sale, I got put on a wait list. And by the time like the hour was over, everything was sold out. So then you had to resort to, you know, the StubHubs of the world. And those were so much fucking money that, you know, hope people bought ticket insurance.
Right. You have to feel for Adele though, in some way as well, because it's not an easy thing for her to be like, I need to cancel this. Like, she probably feels so terrible having to do this. You don't want to let your fans down. You don't want to let the people who work for you down. So I feel, as much as I feel bad for the people who bought tickets and spent a lot of money, because that really sucks too. You know, people who are big fans literally save up all they can get to go to a show like this, right? People put aside
like money across the world.
Yeah. People like literally will put money aside from their paychecks to save up to fucking see Adele. And that sucks that they have to spend that money and possibly maybe not get it back, or, you know, when it's postponed, try to get another ticket. But for Adele as well, the pressure of being like, I physically can't put on this show that I want to put on also must be hard for her. So just a shitty situation in general.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game 28 of Beat Rhea and Fran. We are joined by the Kennedys, Kennedy with a Y, Kennedy with an I. They are from Texas and they are sister-in-laws with beautiful hair.
And both going by the same name.
Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's so excited
to be here.
It's definitely a selling point. Noah before was like, they're both Kennedy, and we're like, okay, he's like, I think they're related. We're like, what? He's like, cousins maybe? And then we're like, cousins with the same name? And then he was like, no, sisters. And we're like, sisters with the same name? And then he was like, no, sister-in-laws. We're like, oh, there you go. It took him a while to get there, but sister-in-laws. So we are super pumped to get started, to play. We're going to get into it. Here are the rules. We have 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. If you got the question wrong, the other team has the opportunity to steal the point.
To determine who goes first, Noah's going to give us a movie. We're going to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. We're going to alternate picks here. So once Noah gives us the movie, you guys can start, and then we will have our pick and go back and forth. So, Noah, kick us off. What is today's movie?
Today's movie is Night at the Museum.
Interesting pick.
All right.
Sir.
Okay, Ben Stiller.
Interesting. Good movie. Okay.
I love Ben Stiller.
Kennedy's, yeah. You're up first.
All right. Ken, do you want to take this one? You take it, girl.
Wait. Okay, Kennedy, you go first. No, Kennedy, you go first.
Okay. You got it, Ken.
I'm going to go 52. Okay, I'll go 68.
Oh,
okay.
I think I'm gonna go high. I feel like Night at the Museum is like a great movie, the first one. We're talking about the first one, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 81.
No, Rhea's the closest. Oh. It's 44.
Wow. Yay. Oh, I haven't won one tough. In a while.
81. Wow. That'd be
it's great. A great movie.
I mean, it's a great
they've
movie.
They've had quite a few. You yeah. have one water driplet right
on my lip.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
All right. Question
wow,
number one.
I was a little sad for Night at the Museum. That's a low score.
I like that movie.
I feel like that's a perfect
movie. That's a really
Robin
good
Williams,
movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Good film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forgot about Robin.
Yeah. Great movie.
R. Okay. Question number one to Rian Fran. Shout out Caroline from Long Island.
Oh,
we're back.
Or she's back.
Yep.
Are these new questions or ones
no,
that you haven't
No, these are all from
used?
The original
okay,
email.
Okay.
She has
I'd love to know what
out.
Part of Long Island, but we'll figure yeah. that out in the future.
Okay. What two Disney Channel shows did Brenda Song appear on before getting the role of London Tipton in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody?
She's on those early seasons of... Did Hannah Montana start before? Was she not?
She was on Hannah Montana.
Was she
No. Suite Life was before...
Before being London Tipton?
No.
15 seconds.
No. Wait. There was an even older show.
Was she ever
was
on,
she on That's
So
Raven?
Raven?
5 seconds.
I don't know.
Let's just say That's Raven
That's
and Hannah
Raven
Montana.
And Hannah Montana?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's So Raven and Hannah Montana.
Incorrect.
Hannah Montana came out after.
I know. I can't think of...
Kennedy's now.
I couldn't name a single show that came out pre that time right now.
No.
So... It could very well be That's Raven. Could also be Even Stevens.
I was also thinking Even Stevens. Also, this is shows, not any movies, correct? Just shows.
Shows.
Okay. I was also thinking Even Stevens. I'm trying to think what she was a supporting character, like an extra.
Could be in Lizzie McGuire. Lizzie McGuire is before Suite Life.
5 seconds.
Or Phil of the Future. I can't remember Phil of the Future.
Oh, wait. I feel like that's also a good guess.
Time is up.
Against towards Even Stevens, away from Even Stevens,
right,
away from Even Stevens.
Okay, we're gonna guess Lizzie McGuire and Phil of the Future.
Incorrect. You guys combined would have got it. It's That's So Raven and Phil of the Future.
Wow.
Dang it.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yep.
Phil of the Future. Okay. Forgot about that one.
It's a good show.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah,
that was
show.
The first time a boy ever put his arm around me. We were watching
Phil
of the Future.
How romantic.
In my basement.
How romantic is right.
All right, still tied at zero. Question number two. Shout out Rachel from Orlando. This is to the Kennedys. Demi Lovato's debut album, Don't Forget, featured the Jonas Brothers on which track?
All I can remember from that album is Get Back.
I was waiting for him to give us multiple choice.
Oh.
Dang it.
I have no idea.
All I can remember is Get Back and Don't Forget. What song? Oh my gosh. Fran's gonna know this.
Yeah.
I don't think Fran's gonna
Don't
know this.
Forget. But that's the name of the album, but it's also a song. Don't
right,
you?
3 seconds.
They're not on Don't Forget because I remember that music video.
All right, time is
not
up.
In it.
Any answer?
I'm gonna go with Get Back because that's the only one I can remember.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Rian Fran.
Those are the two songs I know too.
I need you to not. I need you to not sing because I can't
Shut
think
up.
Of the song. Because I'm just when you sing "Get Back," it just makes me think of "Get Back"
by the Beatles.
Me, outside. our love was beautiful. No, that's Miley Cyrus. Oh, no, it's not.
5 seconds. Time is up. Got it.
Ugh, I know it. It's outside the line. Outside
right,
the.
Time's up.
It's something like that. What is it?
On the line.
On the line. Fucking hell. Mm. Yep. I did know that. I was singing the song. Our love was tragical. No need to find. Leave it on the line, motherfucker.
All right. Still 0-0. This
beautiful.
Question
I
is.
I love that song too.
To Rhea and Fran, shout out Abby from Boston. Which artist does not appear on Miley Cyrus's 2013 album Bangers? A. French Montana. B. Juicy J. C. Ludacris. D. Nelly.
It's Nelly.
It's got to be Nelly.
Nelly.
The other ones are on it, I think.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What?
Oh my God.
To the Kennedys.
Nelly is on Bangers?
I literally listened to Bangers on my way into work today. I'm not even lying.
Okay. Can we just repeat the choices again?
Yeah. French Montana, B, Juicy J, C, Ludacris, and D, Nelly.
French Montana's definitely on it, I
think. Yeah, and so is Juicy J. So that leaves Ludacris.
So Ludacris.
10 seconds. Final answer?
Final. Yeah.
Incorrect.
What?
The correct answer is Juicy J. He was not on the album. That single wasn't on the album. 23,
oh,
that's not
that's
on the
album. Oh, that's some bullshit.
23 is not on.
It's not on the album.
That's a fucking trick question.
That's a bullshit question.
Hey, take it up with Abby from Boston.
That's a trick question right there.
Damn.
If I've ever seen one.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Wow.
Still 0-0. All right.
Fine.
That means Nelly is on Bangers? What song?
Big Sean was also on Bangers.
I know Big
people,
Sean
yeah.
was. What?
I'm upset right now. Go to the next
what
question.
What song is Nelly
tell you?
I have no idea because I said Nelly
no,
is the
no.
answer.
We'll move on.
Bangers deluxe version.
Oh, the deluxe
well, no,
version.
It's not even that. It's a.
So what song? So what
four
album
times
is?
4x4, 4x4 featuring Nelly.
So what is?
23
is not on Bangers at all?
It's not on an album, I don't think. Yeah, it's not on. It's not on. Even the deluxe version's not on.
Damn.
That album is so
you
good.
Learn something new every day. Okay.
All right. Question 4, still 0-0. Shout out Christina from this one. I just think of that scene from the other guys. Christineth.
On the line is going to drive me insane.
All right. This is to the Kennedys. On One Tree Hill. What tattoo does Haley get on her her lower back?
It's Nathan's jersey number. It's 23.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Correct. All right, 1-0 Kennedys.
It's for the One Tree Hill record. We did know that.
Okay.
Just would like the record to state that as well.
All right, 1-0 the Kennedys. Question number 5. Shout out Abby from Boston again. This is to Rhea and Fran.
Could be another trick question.
Yeah, fuck Abby. Just kidding, Abby.
In Rugrats, what is the toy doll that Angelica is obsessed with named?
The toy dog?
Doll.
Doll. And
isn't that
Cynthia?
Cynthia.
She's a really cool dancer. Cynthia. Move it to the groove now.
Yeah. Cynthia. Final answer.
Correct.
I was obsessed with Angelica.
I also thought
as
he said
kid.
Tiny dog. I was
yeah.
like, tiny dog.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. I missed a chapter.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 6, and this is to the Kennedys. Shout out Kat from Miami. List these celebrities from shortest to tallest. Zendaya, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Wilde.
Taylor Swift is like 6'1". She's tall.
Zendaya is tall, but she's not.
I think she's like 5'11.
Just looked this up recently. She's like 5'10.
Miley's got to be like 5'7. She's not that tall. Because I'm picturing her next to Nick Jonas, and he's not that tall. And Olivia Wilde, I'm picturing next to Harry. She's probably.
10 seconds.
She's actually probably short. So I'm going to go Taylor Swift, tallest to shortest.
Shortest to tallest.
Okay, shortest to tallest. I think it's Olivia. Miley, Zendaya, Taylor Swift.
Incorrect.
I think it's Miley Olivia. Yeah. I think it's Miley Olivia, Zendaya, Taylor Swift.
Correct. Miley is 5'5", according to this. And Olivia is 5'7", Zendaya 5'10", Taylor Swift 5'11". All right. 2-1, Rhea and Fran. And this question is to them. Shout out Rebecca from Birmingham. What song is the flash mob at the end of Friends with Benefits 2?
Didn't we just talk about this the other day?
Yeah, is it not... The flash mob at the end?
Seconds. Yes.
Yes. Grand Central.
Oh, it's New York, New York.
No. It's, Closing Not. Time is the song.
No, that's the song, end. Yeah, that plays at the end. Start spreading.
3 seconds.
Okay, I guess you could say that.
I'm leaving.
Time
is that
right?
New York. Final answer.
Incorrect. I feel like I might be in trouble with this one. All right. To the Kennedys.
Okay, why would he say he's in trouble with this one? Does that give you any answers?
Maybe it's just not a clear answer. I don't know. All I can think of is something super basic, like Dancing Queen or like...
Yeah, I'm thinking like Happy by Pharrell Williams or something.
I think the movie was before that. So I think it's it's going to be like an older song.
Okay.
But I don't, anything I guess is just going to be a guess.
Time is up.
Go, girl,
so,
guess something.
Sure, Dancing Queen.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Closing Time.
Is it?
It's.
I literally have a video right here. It says Closing Time, Friends with Benefits, Flash Mob.
It's a very interesting Flash Mob song.
Is there a Flash Mob to start spreading the new, to that song?
Wait. I'm very upset.
Yeah, no, I but.
I am so upset.
Is the other Flash Mob in that movie
Times Square? The one in Times Square.
The one in Times Square, is that one New York, New York?
Let's see. Right,
I'm so upset with myself right now.
Because I remember he's like, you're right. It is Third Eye Blind.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
That's New York.
It's just like a remix.
Okay. Cut all of that.
It's like a remix. Damn. Okay.
All right.
I got the flash mobs confused.
Yeah.
I feel really defeated about that one.
All right, question number 8, and this one is to the Kennedys. It's a Harry Potter question.
Damn.
Shout out Caroline from Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
Name all of the Defense Against the Dark Arts professors at Hogwarts in order. There's 7.
I'm ready.
So, I love that
Quirrell
she's
the pen is first.
Yep, we gotta go by the movies.
Yeah, Quirrell's first. Then, Magical Me, what's his name?
Who?
The Magical Me, what's his name?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hot guy.
10
Hot
seconds.
Professor.
Yeah. And then.
You're not going to cut it.
How many? Is there a number? Like how many there are?
Time is up, but yes, there's 7.
Oh my gosh. It's not enough time.
And Fran. Uh oh.
Today's not my day. Quirrell, Lockhart, Lupin, Mad-Eye Moody, Umbridge.
10 seconds.
6 is fucking what's his face? What the fuck is 5. His name? Snape is the last one.
Time's up.
I'm blanking. I can see his face.
All right. Well, the correct answer is you had all of them.
Yeah, except for 6.
6 is Snape.
7 is Snape. 7
is Caro.
Oh, yeah.
Amicus Caro.
Yeah. There's really no teaching in the 7th one, so.
All right.
And he comes in from the ministry. He comes in from the ministry.
All right. Still... 2-1.
Grand friend.
Question number 9. Shout out Haley from Minneapolis. And this is to Rhea and Fran. In season 3 of One Tree Hill, there's a costume party at Trick. Which two people dance to the song Disco Inferno? A, Bevan and Skills. B, Deb and Karen. C, Peyton and Mouth. D, Rachel and Lucas.
Peyton and Mouth. Final answer.
Correct.
Whew.
3-1. Ran Fran.
That one hurt.
One Tree Hill is the only thing I know, clearly.
All right, this next one, question number 10.
On the line. I'm still not over. I listen to On the Line all the time.
I said closing time, but then I was like, nah, that was just at the end of the movie.
I could sing the entire song.
The end of the movie is the flash mob.
I could sing the entire song of On the Line.
Question number 10 to the Kennedys. I'm going to play a movie clip, and you tell me what it's from.
Hey, everybody wants a shortcut in life. My guidebook is very simple. You want to lose weight? Stop eating, fatty. You want to make money? Work your ass off, lazy. You want to be happy? Find someone you like and never let him go. Or her, if you're into that kind of creepy shit.
There it is.
Woody Harrelson.
It is Woody Harrelson.
But I don't know what movie.
Zombieland?
Kind of like, I haven't seen him in anything else except Hunger Games because I don't know. But that's not Hunger Games, but I don't know what other movie. Go with whatever other movie you think he's in because I have no clue.
I feel like I want to say Zombieland. So I'm going to go with that.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
So he's in Friends with Benefits. Is he not?
That there's no way that's Friends with Benefits. Is it, though? I thought it was What Happens in Vegas.
But is he also in What Happens in Vegas? Like, I'm trying to think. He's talking to... What's the movie where he, like, jumps on the boat and, like...
10 seconds.
That's Friends with Benefits, isn't it? But would he give us two Friends with Benefits questions?
I don't know. All right, 3 seconds. I knew that sweet man's voice as soon as I heard it.
All right, time is up.
Friends with Benefits. Final answer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
My gosh.
Wow. Real trickster today, huh?
Real trickster. That was another one that threw
close
me off.
Close call. Is he in What Happens in Vegas?
I don't think so.
Think so.
Yeah.
I was picturing him in Friends with Benefits, but thinking he was talking to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
I don't think
he is. No strings attached.
No. What Happened in Vegas is also Ashton Kutcher.
Okay. 4-1, Rian Fran.
I'm just looking to see if... No, Rob Corddry is the one one that's the other guy in What Happens in Vegas. Yeah. Okay.
Question number 11, and this is to Rian Fran. I would be very impressed if you got this one.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, cool.
Shout out Hannah, but she specified that her brother... She sent me multiple questions. Her brother, Frank... would be upset if I didn't say that he came up with this question.
Okay.
She submitted them, but Frank wrote it.
She emailed me like 20 minutes later being like, actually, that one was from... You use this one. It's from Frank. He would be mad if I didn't.
Okay.
And it's from Chicago.
I have a brother, Frank. Okay. So I appreciate that.
All right. Question number 11. In the Disney movie Mulan, the characters sing a song called Make a Man Out of You. What four attributes make up a man according to the song?
Not gonna come from me. I haven't seen Mulan since I was a kid.
Probably my favorite.
Really?
Movie, yeah.
I was just gonna keep my thoughts to myself.
Ten seconds.
I was about to list the things I like in a man. It's a joke.
Bald.
I don't like bald men.
Over 60. All right, time.
I don't have it.
Okay. To the Kennedys.
Will you repeat the question, please?
In the Disney movie Mulan, the characters sing a song called Make a Man Out of You. What four attributes make up a man according to the song? It's a great song. Great soundtrack.
Yeah, Mulan has a great soundtrack.
Stevie Wonder is on soundtrack.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I have maybe seen Mulan 2 or 3 times. As a child.
Everyone is on the right track humming the chorus.
Yes.
Or the verse.
It doesn't give you the words, though.
All I can think of is strength of a warrior.
Oh.
That's all I got. And something about a typhoon. Maybe.
Yeah.
We're gonna go... I don't know. I'm just...
strong, fast.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll save you the trouble. All right. One, swift as the coursing river.
Swift as the coursing
Two,
river.
Two, force of a great typhoon.
Force of, yeah.
Three, strength of a raging fire. Four, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
And they're like, she's like climbing up the thing. Oh, I gotta watch that tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Great song. Oh. Did not know that.
All right. Question number 12, and this is to the Kennedys. Shout out Nicole from Long Island.
This is my sister, Nicole.
In the society.
She does love the society.
What did L put in the pumpkin pie to try and kill another character?
You're just, not in our wheelhouse.
That's a good guess.
I don't know.
Wait, we got a guess.
Yeah, no, you're right.
What would you put in the pie to kill someone? A drug? Got anything? Any guess?
Codeine. poison. It's not poison.
5 seconds.
Like a rat poison.
Oh, that's good.
All right, time is up.
Do that. Rat poison.
Incorrect.
I think it was bleach. Or some sort of, like, cleaning.
Right. I think we just go with bleach.
Sure.
Bleach.
Incorrect. It's antifreeze.
Antifreeze.
Oh.
Close. Mm. Close.
Something you can find in your house.
Yeah. I just remember, like, it being like a clear substance.
That movie was so... I mean, that show was so fucking good.
Yeah. Shit.
All right. Three more questions.
We failed you, society.
We have. I'm sorry.
The Kennedys are going to have to somehow get the last three questions right to tie it up. Shout out from Nicole. Shout out to Nicole from Long Island again.
Oh, my God.
Place these celebrity makeup brands in order of their launch dates, oldest to newest. Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez. KKW Beauty by Kim Kardashian. Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Kylie Cosmetics by Kylie Jenner.
I think Kylie was first, and then
I would go.
And then Rihanna.
I would say Kylie, Rihanna, KKW, Rare.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, Kylie.
Kylie. Oh my goodness! Bless you.
Thanks.
Kylie, Rihanna, KKW, Selena Gomez.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. Tired of getting shit
first.
Wrong.
I know.
That was honestly what I was going to guess, but the only thing I would put probably is Fenty first. Fenty Kylie.
I think Fenty Kylie, KKW, Rare.
Rare is last.
Or was Rare before KKW? No.
So last. We'll go Fenty Kylie, KKW, Rare.
Incorrect. Okay.
Is it Kylie, KKW, Fenty? No.
Yes.
Oh, yes?
It's Kylie. Kylie, November 2015. KKW, June 2017. Fenty, September 2017.
Wow.
Rare Beauty, 2020.
Damn. That's crazy. Like the exact same time.
Well, you won because they got it wrong.
Oh. Yeah, but
still, I'm not winning
This one doesn't feel like a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it doesn't feel like
a good
one.
You could win 6-1 if you play your cards
right. But it's not even that. It's the ones we left on the board.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the crowd we let down.
Yeah.
It's the people who listen we let down. It's ourselves.
Every time
we let
I get
down.
A Harry Potter question wrong, I want to crawl into a hole and die.
Every time I get like a Disney Channel question wrong, I feel
Harry
upset.
Potter and Demi and Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, not a good
that's
look.
It's hideous. Yeah.
All right, shut up, nasty teeth guy.
Yeah.
There's no context to what you're saying.
Literally no context.
No, I know, and we'll keep.
Well, people will just think you're being mean, okay. But not quoting someone. All right. Question number 14. Shout out Christina from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. Guelph?
I can't help you with that
Guelph.
One.
Guelph?
Yeah, I do not know.
Okay. In the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, this is to the Kennedys. In the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, what is the name of Esteban's pet chicken?
Oh my gosh. This is ridiculous.
I feel like it's something dumb like chicken. I don't know. You would know this better than I do.
I feel like it's like Ricky or something.
That's not a bad guess.
10 seconds.
I might go with Ricky.
Final answer. Time is up. All right, that's incorrect. All right.
I don't know. I don't know this, so.
Damn.
This is another one that comes to you.
I'm thinking hard.
I'll be honest, Ricky sounded good to me too.
Chicken like, sounded good to me.
You're going to be so embarrassed when you hear it.
Is it chicken?
Is it Esteban?
Is it? Is Esteban's chicken named Esteban?
Let's go Esteban.
Yeah.
Esteban.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
Dudley.
I wouldn't have thought Dudley.
No.
I remember that. Yep.
I don't remember that at all.
All right.
Esteban's chicken.
I'm so like, sorry.
Let's get this one right, all right?
What?
Dudley.
That question, and both you were like, it could either be Esteban or chicken. You're just taking words from the question.
Yeah, well.
What is Esteban's pet chicken's name? Esteban? Is it chicken?
It would make sense if Esteban's chicken's name was Esteban.
You said we were going to feel stupid, so yeah, I was like, exactly. Okay, maybe the answer is
why would Dudley
right
make us feel stupid?
No, just because I would be like, I thought you would remember.
No, that one did not. That wasn't like the band question where I was like something squared. Like that one was, I would not have gotten Dudley.
All right, final question. Shout out Brittany from Minneapolis, and this is to Rhea and Fran. This is kind of a timely question.
Okay.
How many seasons did Zoe 101 air before Jamie Lynn Spears became pregnant at the age of 16?
It was really short.
I think there was like,
I think it was only two. Or
three. I want to say three.
You want to say three?
Yeah.
That have aired, that aired before she was pregnant.
That aired before they ended the show because
before they ended the show.
So how many seasons?
How many seasons?
That's another way of asking.
Yeah. How many seasons of Zoe 101 were there?
Three. I kind of want to say four, but I'm going to go
no, three. No. Do not go four.
Three.
Time's up.
Three. We'll go three.
Incorrect.
It's two.
To the Kennedys.
It's got to be four then.
Three. So, I was going to guess two.
I think there's three.
But it's not three.
But what I'm saying, if there's three, then it's four.
If it's four, we're not speaking for the rest of the day. Straight up.
It's not four.
I think it's four.
Well, now I just want to guess four to, you know. I don't know. I
think it's four.
In years.
Time is up.
Oh my gosh.
What final answer. Three.
Four?
Four.
Correct.
Wow.
It was great meeting
it's
you guys.
It's four?
I knew it because I could see the fucking pictures.
I was thinking it was two. Did Drake and Josh only have two seasons?
I thought they had more, but Zoe 101 definitely had four.
Drake and Josh.
Because I think I had a season three episode of Zoe 101.
Oh no, Drake and Josh also had four seasons.
Definitely four, three.
Final score 4-2, Rhea and Fran. Another W, but they might not be talking now.
I mean, I don't know why she would get that
you
upset
were so,
when
you
it
were
was
very
a,
convinced.
Though. I was very convinced it wasn't four. I don't know why she would get that upset when it didn't. The didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Is she coming back? I wonder.
She just texted. She says she wants to play back how quickly I shot down four. She's right. I did not think that was the answer.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kennedys.
Thank you very much. She should be coming back, but she probably won't. Yeah.
That's okay. I
understand. Bro, she says, tell the Kennedys I love them. So
love you,
we had a great
Rhea.
Time. Thank you guys very much for joining us. This is a tough look for the team.
It was probably your worst win.
That was a bad win.
Yeah.
And we have to reevaluate. I think I'm getting worse and worse at trivia.
Yeah.
Across the board. From the dozen to this. Like I'm just getting worse and worse. But thank you guys very much for playing with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We will be back on Wednesday with the Bachelor recap. Trent will be back as well. He had an amazing trip to Disney World. It seemed like that cute little munchkin smiling from ear to ear. Like I said, we'll be back on Wednesday. Love you guys.
cause I'm so open.